market is no doubt welcomed. And as the electronics giants gear up for the upcoming Christmas shopping season, they'll be hoping that customers make the smart decision. Nazanin Sadri, Al Jazeera.
British archaeologists have discovered what could be the most important Viking find ever in the UK. They've uncovered the remains of a Viking chief, believed to be more than 1,000 years old. They were inside a 5-metre-long grave on a remote island off the west coast of Scotland. The body was buried with a boat, an axe, a sword and a spear. Archaeologists say it exceeded all expectations.
Thanks for listening to Al Jazeera English on the Radio, broadcast exclusively by the Pacifica Radio Network, Free Speech Radio.
And you are tuned to WBAI in New York, listener-sponsored radio, WBAI.org on the World Wide Web, here in the middle of the FM dial at 99.5 FM. And, of course, we thank you all, thank all of you listeners and supporters and staff members, everyone who has been contributing both labor and funds here to WBAI in our fall fund drive as we enter this January, our 52nd year of listener sponsorship. WBAI is a member of the Pacifica Foundation, as many of you know, but some of you may not. We always gather new members to the family. The Pacifica Foundation, founded by pacifists in 1946 and going on the air at KPFA in San Francisco in 1948, and then shortly thereafter at KPFK in Los Angeles, and then in New York in 1960, right here at WBAI in New York, and KPFT in Texas, and WPFW in Washington, D.C., and hundreds of affiliates around the country, thanks to you. So if you wish to help us in our work of telling the truth as best we have been shown to know it, and bringing forth our better angels, as so what's-his-name always like to say, please call 1-212-209-2950. That's 1-212-209-2950. By the way, on my way up here, I am your anonymous announcer. I happen to pass Sakati Park or Liberty Plaza or Liberty Park. It is cold and windy. The weather has turned raw. And one thing I notice is that the Occupy folks, if you have a mind, can also use some help in the form of ponchos or umbrellas or scarves and gloves as the Occupy movement heads towards winter. Again, you're tuned to WBAI in New York and WBAI.org. Our next program will be a rebroadcast of a Gary Null special, and this will be followed by computer show. And the time now is 7 p.m. You will be here, go on. Yeah, you. The engineer for the computer show.
The engineer for WBAI.
Yeah. You will be going on at
8 p.m.
8 p.m. The name of the show is
The Personal Computer Shoe.
Shoe. On how many years on the air?
In a row? let me see. I've been there for about 18, but they were on for like over 25, something like that.
That's right. When you first bought your Commodore 64, they were there to walk you through it.
Oh, that's right.
They were. I remember.
And Hank still has one.
I remember when BAI bought its first one. We were amazed. It was like Star Trek. Look, Pong.
Yeah, Pong.
Okay, you're tuned to WBAI in New York, and we hear next Gary Null. Please, please stay tuned. This will be followed at 8 p.m. by the Personal Computer Show. And thank you for supporting WBAI. And please call 1-212-209-2950. Thank you so much. Gotcha. Yeah, that's how we do it. That's I got it. It's here. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. There we go. Yeah.
So I know,
see?
Yes, I know. Hallelujah. I just love it so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know. Oh, I know. Hallelujah. I just love it so. Now if I call her on the telephone
and tell her that I'm all alone. By the time I come for one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I deserve it so. If I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm
home. Hi, this is Gary Nall. Nice to have you with us. And joining Michael G. Haskins at WBAI's main studio, we're here to talk about the BAI fundraiser. We just finished a whole hour, and look at all that we discussed. Look at the different areas we talked about. We had a man on to telling you about, and a engineer from MIT talking about his methodical research. This book is just humongous. It is definitive. But what was important, he gave voice to something you're hearing more and more of now, and that is that the solar flares could have devastating effects. But why should we even be thinking of could? We have the technology, we have the science that we could prevent this. So prevention is the key. But when I spoke with utility companies, and we also looked at what's being done at the federal level, no one's engaged. They're all the opinion it won't be that bad. All right, good. Let's say they're right. Then what do we have to lose by improving our grid, putting electrical surgical protectors on all the 450 grids and on our nuclear plants and burying in the ground 2 years' worth of backup propane and propane generators, the nuclear plants, and then rewiring the nuclear power plants, so if there is a meltdown and they're not protected, at least the grid inside could kick in and start circulating the energy back into the system itself, relooping it, so that instead of taking electricity it produces inside, outside to the community, it stays in there to run those coolant and bringing that 2.5 billion gallons of water in each day necessary to keep from melting down. These are things that are not difficult to do. The science is there. We've actually done some of these. We've actually found some instances where this relooping of energy has been successful. So everything else is just a matter of us demanding it be done. Now, that is reasonable and responsible and prudent and scientific. The other side of the coin is we don't do anything. We wait and watch Katrina come. And then one day, with no more than 20 hours warning, and only for those who are connected to the internet sites that give you warning, the solar flare hits and all the electricity is burned out and the computer systems are burned out and everything goes offline. What do you do then? We won't be able to fix it because we won't have the power, because the power will be down. You won't be able to call an ambulance, won't be able to call the police, won't be able to call a neighbor, won't be able to call anyone, because there won't be any power. So then you're in a real bad situation, and a 72-hour emergency kit isn't going to do you much good at that point. I'm looking at people having a one-year emergency kit. Now, I put all this up on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com, how to go it off the grid. It's 36 pages of how to survive for at least 1 to 2 years in health and safety. It's right there. The article's there. The maps are there. Everything is there. Plus an article on solar flares, Katrina times 1,000, all scientifically based, the definitive article thus far written about what's realistic and what we can expect and what's not being done. So hope for the best, plan for the worst, and therefore, no matter what happens, you're okay. You are okay. I want to get as many people okay as possible. We're sharing this information with you, but that was just some of what was shared in the last hour. Plus, you got the latest on healing and health. You heard people calling in, offering commentaries. You heard Bill McKibben, one of the leading environmentalists in the world, He's the one who has caused the largest arrest, 1,200 people being arrested, because this administration and Congress is backing and State Department is backing the pipeline that goes from Canada down to the coast of Texas, not to give us even one drop of oil that would be used in the United States. It's all for export. It's all about profit. And when this was uncovered, when the secret documents were gotten by WikiLeaks, and we showed that it was all an insider deal, and the memos from the State Department, that, you know, that they're working with their friends and colleagues to get this deal done. Then you think, wow, you're taking property away from families, you're through eminent domain, you're causing enormous potential for environmental disaster, you're taking one of the most polluting, toxic oils in the world that we don't want, and you're spending billions of dollars, money that could be spent on decommissioning nuclear plants. With that money, we could decommission 8 nuclear power plants, including those in the highest congested areas would cause the most death, and decommission them and safely move them to a place where they can be properly and safely buried. And yet we're not spending money where we need to. We're giving it to these political and economic insiders. That's the same Bill McKibben that his commentary about the man he hoped would do the right thing didn't. Well, hello, that's a wake-up call. So now we know. And so we're looking for other options, other people. Dennis Kucinich, yes. Ralph Nader, yes. But there are many progressives out there who would be more than capable of offering a legitimate third-party challenge. The Greens are looking for people. The Constitution is looking for people. The Libertarians are looking for people. Whole groups numbering into the 100 million are looking for alternatives. And once they get organized and start bringing the best that they can forward, then they'll be viable people. Someone other than the two-party corporate system we now have. That was discussed today. So we discussed the things that can make a difference in our lives, that are impact upon us socially, and that's why that hour is important, not to have it interrupted. And every day it's a different topic, different guest, different theme, different focus, but always to empower you. Did you know about colloidal silver? Did you know you can make your own very easily and inexpensively, pennies a gallon, and have that in case there's an emergency? A little simple water filter, a simple portable water filter. And I have one. I have one in a backpack. I'm going out on the road. I have 27 cities I have to go to and film over the next 60 days. I don't look forward to that trip, driving 10 hours a day alone in a car with my camera and recording equipment and a cooler full of, you know, my foods. And knowing that there's no other way to know who's out there and suffering until you go there. We've already been talking with a group of 97 people I'm going to meet with in Alabama who are victims of the Gulf War spill. They were out there as first responders helping clean up the oil and save the animals. No one told them that the oil was so volatile in its chemicals they could develop environmental illnesses. Now there's people I'm going to be filming that were robust and young and healthy, and now are sick in bed with autoimmune diseases. There are people with rare cancers. There's all kinds of people, and no one has told their story. You haven't heard it anywhere. You haven't seen it. That's a disgrace. That's important. We're not talking about a few people. We're talking about tens of thousands of people. And they were told, go ahead and eat the fish. It's clean. It's good. Well, if you come from Louisiana, you come from those bayous, that's a tradition. That's what you eat. You know, they eat crayfish. You know, like you'd eat some cashews. They'll eat, sit there and eat 20 of those crayfish. But those crayfish are bottom feeders. They're going to be loaded with these toxins, but they're not testing for biphenyls. They're not testing for any of this stuff. So now we're causing all this body pollution in all these people. So I got to go out there and film them. I can't help them if I don't show the problem, if I don't put a real face on the problem. I don't want it to be abstract. I want it to be real. Or a new documentary, and that way we can help them. So that's where I'm up to. That's where I'm going. But when I go out on that road, I'm gonna be paying attention to the needs of the people and bring it back, and then hopefully go positive forward in getting these people help that they need and deserve. Because the state's not helping, and the government's not helping them. British Petroleum's not helping, and the local government's not helping them. So they're losing their jobs. They've lost their homes. Many of them are now homeless. Not a word about it, as if that's not important. It is important. Anyhow, that's why the program every day tries to bring you some real different reality. The problem and the solutions. Always solutions with all the problems. Now, Michael G., today we were asked just about 8 minutes ago to offer up by Tony a new premium today. This will be the one and only day we deal with this premium. And so I'm going to give you some background on it right now. This is the new and improved Power Berry Blast. Much like the other compounded powders that I put together from Whole Foods, I first look at what is the problem I'm trying to solve. Well, with greens do something very specific in the body. They're great at natural purification of the blood, chelation. They're chelation therapy in a natural way. They do a lot of good as energizing. But then fruits do something completely different. And in my opinion, something that is absolutely essential. Now, I can't tell you what they do, because I'd be making a claim. But I got the best of the best together in one place so that when they're in your body, they're doing what they're supposed to do. And that's where we're at with this new and improved Power Berry Blast. I took raw, all-natural 22 fruits, and berries, and antioxidants. I put them all together, and this is vegan and low glycemic. There's only 40 calories. And so when this goes in your body, in particular, your DNA is where I'm targeting this formula to go to. And here's what you've got. The number one ingredient, acai berry. Acai berry is 1,500 milligrams. Now, we're talking about industrial strength. This is heavy-duty amounts. Cranberries, 1,500 milligrams. Goji berries. Red raspberries. These are all up there, 1,500. Then strawberries. Then we have blueberry, elderberry, nori, black cherry, black raspberry, blueberry leaf, camus, black currant, pineapple, guava, blackberries, raspberry leaf extract, grape seed extract at 200 milligrams, by the way, and aronia, melancarpa, which is very powerful, bilberry extract, and quercetin. So that's what's in here. And it's got a delicious berry flavor. Now, so you've got something that is terrific by itself, but then I did one more thing. I added in the highest amount of ORAC, which is protective antioxidants, at 15,000 value per serving. So that's what makes it new and improved. There is no berry from red stuff that's in Power Berry Blast. They're two completely separate products. So this is an absolute superstar. And if I had people get on the phone and tell you what has happened to them over the last 6 months of them using this new improved Berry Blast, you would hear some remarkable claims being made. But I'm not going to have those people call in and say anything. And I'm not going to tell you what it does, because I'm not going to make any claim. All I'll say is, you want something really good to go into your body, something that is very empowering, something that can really make a difference? Well, this is it. Power Berry Blast. Now, every morning when I wake up and after I do my workout in the park, I come back and I put together a liquid breakfast. I take several scoops of Berry Blast, green stuff, greens and grains, red stuff, super muscle, and now I've added in cruciferous vegetables. I put all that together. I add in a tablespoon of coconut oil and the flaxseed oil, and I throw in a hand of walnuts or almonds. I put in the almond milk or rice milk, and I blend that up, and that's my breakfast and my afternoon. In between lunch and dinner, my afternoon meal. Now, because of my schedule and because of all my filming and traveling and lecturing and mainly right now protesting, leading protests in Washington and New Jersey and Woodstock and New York City and all the other places I've been, and getting groups together to take their anger in a constructive and positive way towards real social and health change by addressing these issues, I don't have time to sit down and at a regular meal. I wish I could. I enjoy it. So I have to be realistic. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been out there just recently and driving through northeast Texas and up around the Arkansas border. Texarkana, and half of Texarkana is in Texas. The other part of the city's in Arkansas. Beautiful area. I pull over to a rest stop. I open up my bag. I unzip my bag, and I put my tablespoon of Power Berry Blast in there and some Super Muscle, those two. And, I mean, I'm good to go, and I can drive almost clear over to where I had this Gulf War Vets in the middle of Florida. It was like a, oh, I guess at that point it was around 11-hour drive. But I made it nonstop, except for gas, because my energy was in there. Now, I know what I want to have happen. I know that I'm looking at helping my cells, my DNA, my genes. I know why I create something. And it doesn't take any time for you to go up on Google and just Google, and Google easily acaiberry, A-C-A-I, cranberries, goji, G-O-J-I, red raspberries, strawberries, a blueberry extract, elderberry, nori, or noni, black cherry, black raspberries, blueberry leaf extract. In fact, you want to really get a whole lot, Google grapeseed extract. And most people go in a health food store and get 20 milligrams for about $30. You're getting 200 milligrams in there. Aronia, A-R-O-N-I-A. Quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, and then you'll get some idea of why I believe that this blend of berries, without the sugar, so it's low glycemic, is so vitally important. And then making it taste good and getting the right flavor in here. So you get the power of fresh tropical berries and fruits. You're getting all raw, living food. It's just been dehydrated at low temperature. It's all natural. So this is a superstar, and then I kick in 15,000 of the ORAC value measurement, making it the most ORAC-rich food I know of that's offered on the market anywhere in the world. So that's our special. That's our premium today, Michael G.
All right, Gary, and that is for the pledge price of $99, and we are waiting for your calls to come in to the radio station this afternoon for Power Berry Blast by Gary Null. It's new and improved, and we are waiting for your calls, those of you who are listening to this broadcast this afternoon, the Gary Null Show, and it's expanded. We're going for another hour, or another 40 minutes exactly, and we do need your calls coming in right now. The number to call is 212-209-2950. A couple of calls are coming in right now, just getting underway here. Now, those of you who are familiar with the programming here at WBAI and our fund drives, we have presented over an hour of information thus far without any kind of breaking, any kind of pitching, anything, just the information. And that is new. And we are so happy that we're doing this. And the audience is responding as well. So we give you the material, we give you the information, and then we come back and ask for your support. And we're asking for, at the pledge of $99, Power Berry Blast, 212-209-2950. And as you hear, Gary, the phones are ringing. They're beginning to pick up. And we staff members are rolling through the station trying to get those calls because I guess many of the listeners, many of our volunteers that we had early in the day have left. So if you have some time this afternoon and you can come down, if you're really close by in the neighborhood and you can come down to 120 Wall Street, we're on the 10th floor. In fact, the our general manager is going back there and others. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Power Berry Blast for a pledge of $99. $99. It's tax deductible, and you are, most importantly, you are supporting the radio station. You are supporting the Gary Null Show that has been on the air for 29 years almost, here, listener sponsored and commercial free. That's why we're able to bring you the information that, the final portion of the first hour about solar storms, about that colloidal silver. You know something? This should be something that we are all listening to, that's on the airwaves 24/7, or at least prominently, so we can know what to do in case of, in the event of, but you don't hear it. But all right, that's what they're doing, or that's what they're not doing. This is what we're doing. This is the programming that Gary is bringing forward. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Have you heard about that oil pipeline from Canada to Texas? Gary's been talking about that. You'll hear it here, and you'll hear more information about that here. 212-209-2950 to ensure that that information is free-flowing without commercial interference or interruption. We need you to call. We need you to join those callers that are on the line now. Only 7 calls on the line now. We can accommodate 15 people calling in now to WBAI. Listener-sponsored WBAI. Commercial-free WBAI. 51 years of commercial-free broadcasting. 212-209-2950, as well as the latest information on health and nutrition. And that's a part of the Gary Knowles Show every day, Monday through Friday. 212-209-2950. Thank you, folks, for these calls coming in now. 8 calls on the line. People calling up. People pledging $99, just a $99 pledge for Power Berry Blast. Power Berry Blast, the new and improved edition by Gary Knoll. Let's hear from you now. Okay, there are a couple of calls that have just dropped off, and there is room for you. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 calls, 8 lines available. And so we want to fill those up. And we know that you are listening to us in New Jersey. We know you're listening to us in Connecticut. We know that our primary signal goes far and wide, 60 miles just about in all direction. As I said, I was down in the Asbury Park area over the weekend, and this signal was very strong down there. It's a 50,000-watt radio station, and we broadcast far and wide, as I said, and through the internet at WBAI.org, we reach the planet. So if you're listening to us in Texas, or if you're listening to us in Canada, or if you're listening to us in California, you can call now. If this program is important to you, we need to hear from you. 212-209-2950, Gary Knowles, new and improved Power Berry Blast. And we do this several times a year to ask for your support, because we're commercial free, because we're not going to the giant conglomerates and mega corporations to ask for their support. Because if we took money from them, well, of course, then we wouldn't be able to highlight and go deeply in depth to these issues and bring this information out. But we can, because we're commercially free. And thank you for that, for continually supporting us and believing in our broadcasts. 212-209-2950. Gary Knowles, new and improved Power Berry Blast, for a pledge of $99. Thank you very much. Gary, we have, let me see, about 7, 8 calls on the line now, and that's been pretty steady for the last 10 minutes or so.
Well, that's terrific. And this is the one and only time we're doing a live Power Berry Blast. We're only doing each premium once. Now, in my office here in New York, Luann Panessi has just come by because she counsels on the east side. And I said, Luann, if you're in today, come by. I'd like for people just to hear, since you counsel thousands of people and you are your doctorate in oriental medicine, you're a nurse, you've been a nurse for 35 years, you're a holistic nurse. So I want them to hear your experience when you're working with people, so people are not just hearing it from me. After all, I invented it, I created it, and I want people to hear some other voice to know why it's so important that they have this in their diet each day. Luann, this is Luann Panessi.
Hi, everyone. Some of you have heard me before. I'm a registered nurse, and as Gary said, I have a background in Chinese medicine, and I'm the person that really tries to individualize protocols for people, lifestyle protocols. And certainly in my studies in natural health, we know that things like the red berries are very, very important in healing damaged cells. Now, when I say healing damaged cells, think of every autoimmune illness, think of infections, think of trauma, think of hormonal imbalances, people who have had surgeries. This product is basically for everybody. It's for people that want to heal damaged cells. If you're just living in a metropolitan area, you're exposed to environmental toxins. You might be stressed out. You have emotional toxins. You might have dietary toxins, and you want to start healing all those damaged cells in every organ of the body. Well, here we have a collection of things, not just the berries that are just phenomenal to heal damaged DNA. It's the powerhouse dark berries, the noni, the elderberry. I mean, they have a whole product line just with noni, and Gary's got a huge amount of it, along with all of the other berries like goji berry, cranberries, red raspberries. It's all in there. Now, one of the things that I have found is a lot of people have very imbalanced GI tracts, and they think that if they just take some Acidophilus bifidus, that that's going to be enough. But what these healthy bacteria thrive on is this long word called fructooligosaccharides. And Gary doesn't put a little bit. He puts a lot in here. So not only are you healing cells, but you're feeding the healthy bacteria so you have good, strong digestion. And when you have a good, strong digestion in Chinese medicine, you are really saving the adrenals. In Chinese medicine, this is the basics of traditional Chinese medicine. Strong lungs, strong digestion means that your body can thrive in a healthy way. The minute the digestion is weak, the minute the lungs are weak, boom, you go right into using the adrenal energy. And most of us are walking around with adrenal exhaustion. I know I was. I was drinking coffee. I was eating pizza, eating chicken. And I thought I was eating pretty healthy. I'm a nurse besides. You think we'd be a little bit smarter than that. So now, if anyone listens to Gary, you know he focuses on overcompensation. So he's not going to give you something just to get you by for the day. He's going to be giving you a packed product that has a lot of things that work synergistically together. You've got the grapeseed extract, one of the most natural anti-inflammatories. So not only are you healing cells, but you're modulating inflammation. You're feeding the body the things that it needs to work on your behalf. You have quercetin, also phenomenal anti-inflammatory. And look at all the vitamin C. Well, Gary encourages everybody to take vitamin C every day. Vitamin C is best utilized when you take it with quercetin. And he's got 125 milligrams in every scoop. So you're getting so much in one product. And this is not an inexpensive product, but if you cost out each individual thing in here, it would be almost 10 times the price that he's charging. And not only that, not only are you going to be healing your own body, but when you contribute to WBAI, you're going to be healing the station. And if you've been listening over this past week, over this past year, you know that BAI needs to be healed from the inside out, and that's what we're attempting to do. So not only are you taking good care of you, but now you're going beyond that, and you're supporting WBAI and all of the people that are here to support you and give you the information that you're never going to hear anywhere else, anywhere else. You try and find any news source that's going to give you the information that Gary gives you, good luck. You're not going to find it. That's why we're so blessed to have Gary here with us at WBAI. So show your support. Take good care of you. Help you to be strong and powerful. That's what we're looking for. So I have worked with patients with every kind of imbalance, cancer. This is good for people who have things like cancer, thyroid problems, people that can't have a lot of sugar, diabetics. You're getting the power of all of these fruits without the sugar. So that it's like 10 grams of carbohydrates, and it's easily, readily available carbohydrates. It's not garbage sugar like you're getting in these juices and corn syrup and things like that. This is healthy carbohydrates that are going to turn into energy faster and help you, you know, to stay alert, mentally alert, no matter what you're doing. So this is the kind of product that kind of does it all. It's just wonderful. Every single person in this audience should have Power Berry Blast in their arsenal and make it part of their daily regimen. I do, and I used to have a lot of chronic illnesses. I had pock marks from my acne, and boy, oh boy, after being on these products for a while, my skin is smooth as ever. All the pock marks are gone. I haven't had plastic surgery on my face, no way. And my skin is smooth as ever. I used to have those big oily pores. That's because my body was busy purging garbage out of my face. And I didn't know. As soon as I got off the damaging foods and overcompensated the damage with things like Power Berry Blast, oh my God, my skin started healing. Now that's just my one experience. But I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people. People with gastritis and colitis and cancer and hormonal imbalances, you name it, fibromyalgia, all of Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. It's going to help every organ in your body. Now, we can't make the claims, but certainly I can tell you from my experience as a registered nurse giving people lifestyle consultations that they have gotten just phenomenal results. And here's Gary again.
Okay. Thank you, Luann. Again, I want to emphasize that Luann was not stating that a Paraberry Blast or any single product is going to cure you or reverse your disease. That's not what she was saying. She counsels people. She uses protocols. She uses holistic protocols that help people. But she has found that the more living foods, the more raw foods, the more vitalist energy foods with enzymes, phytonutrients, chlorophylls that she has a person put in their body through juicing, eating, supplementation, the better that person feels. And so if I told you what I knew that these products do, you'd be calling. But I won't. I'll just leave it up to your intelligence and insight and intuition and your capacity to do your own research very quickly and easily now that we have Google to see why I put all of this 22 different fruits without the sugar, raw and all natural, into one supplemental powder that tastes delicious with 15,000 ORAC value per serving. I'm going to guess the average American who eats really conscious, very healthy living, might in a day. I'm not talking about the average American eating junk food. I'm talking about the average person eating healthy is lucky if they get 2,000 ORAC in a day. And with each serving, you're getting 15,000. So that's doing a whole lot in your body to challenge those free radicals that lead to the destruction of your cells. Michael G.
All right, and we certainly want to minimize the destruction or do away with altogether the destruction of cells because that goes into aging. We're talking about, and Gary and Luann have been talking about, Power Berry Blast. Power Berry Blast. Gary Null's new and improved Power Berry Blast. We're offering that today. It's being offered for the pledge of $99, entire month supply, by calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we fully expect the phones to pick up and start ringing again, because as Gary and Luann were talking, the phones died down. Folks are listening to the information because, you know why? Because we all are so starved for this information, because you can look anywhere on the radio dial. You can look anywhere on your television dial, cable, and the regular radio, the seven or so radio, television stations, and you cannot get this information. Sure, there's information out there, and there's health and nutrition information out there, but not this. And these are the kinds of programs that all of us need and that we are clamoring for. So the number to call is 212-209-2950. Show your support for this commercial free radio station, this program, the Gary Null Show, right now on WBAI. And let's see, we have 6 lines that are free, so we can accommodate you. We can accommodate 15 people at any one time, so we're waiting for you to make your calls.
Do we have about 9 people on the line right now?
Yes, we do.
Good. Well, that's terrific. You know, I was on our sister station all night for 6 hours, and
wow,
man, I'll tell you, It was fun because it's a great audience out in L.A., but they forgot the premium.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot the video, Death by Medicine to play. They only had a couple people to pick up the phones, and they were just inundated.
Yeah.
Still, and right in the middle of the morning, we raised $11,000 for KPFK, our sister station, at a time they normally raise maybe $300 or $400. So we're very pleased about that. Had they had all the volunteers there, we'd have raised $30,000 this morning. But that's all right. You know, there'll be other opportunities, but here at BAI, we're trying to get all the lines lit, get the people calling in, and to give you something of value. Here's our new principles by which we do things. One, we offer something that can be sent out to you immediately. That's important. Secondly, the old rules that they live by of having to charge 10 times what it costs the station, those are all history, because there's no actual authentic math behind that. And now we have more reasoned positions, so you're getting things less expensive, substantially less expensive, sometimes less than half the price you'd otherwise pay. Three, that we're not pitching every day because it causes fatigue and exhaustion on the part of the audience. And by the way, it's also true on television is too. You start seeing yourself all the time on television just watching people pitch. You're going to find a channel where they're not.
That's right.
So here we started a radical new concept a year ago this week, when I came back to BAI. And I said, I will be happy to pitch and raise money for the station. You tell me what you want. I'm not going to select anything. You select it. But I need to do my 1 hour uninterrupted. Well, we can't do that. We've never done that. You can do a show for 15 minutes and you got to pitch for 45. So no, I won't do it. I said, because you do that, you're going to kill the audience. You don't have an audience. The station's flatlined. You know, it's on life support. You know, can't you do something different? Because everything you've done doesn't work. You've got to allow people outside who know how to make this work work. Finally, after a lot of argument, there was no consensus on this. They finally said, okay, we'll try it once. Well, we had to program without any interference in pitching and used the second hour to pitch the station's premiums, and it worked. It not only worked, we raised over $1,200,000 for the station in the last 12 months, and more importantly, Arbitron shows we brought 31,000 new, younger audience, more proactive audience, progressive audience onto BAI. That's the largest single new infusion of listeners in the station in more than 10 years. So it revitalized the numbers. It gave money to the station. It helped it. And then I said, now you got to come up. And that was so radical. The idea that you actually have to, you know, honor the premium. We got the money. Why should we care? No, you got the money. Now send people out their gifts immediately. Well, you know, why? Well, because you can, and because, you know, do it differently. And sure enough, to his credit, and I give him full credit, Bertold Reimers came up himself, would load the books or videos, whatever it was, downstairs in his car, take them down and personally put them in bags and send them out to people. And we start getting all these calls, people saying, wow, this is surprising. A, we didn't expect to get our premium at all, because frequently you don't. Or B, you'd have to wait until you forgot what the premium was, and you get a surprise in the mail 9 months later. But now we're getting like a few days later, a week later. And so that became the new norm. And then you got things that substantially reduced price. So think of how radical all this is, and all this in 1 year we've done. So this is the new norm. So now other programs are starting to use the same format. And I just noticed this for the first time, by the way, this time on Democracy Now! And some of the other programs. They're actually using this, and it will help them and keep their audience, and it will help the station. So it's a positive trend. We've created a new paradigm, lower price premiums, quicker delivery, make it more interesting and original, and keep the program's integrity intact. So that's the new norm. All this under the new management in the last year, and so this is all good. So now we've added a new factor. Michael G. and I are saying only one time will we pitch a premium live, because then we want to go on something else. And why? Because historically you might hear people pitching, oh, that's doing well, pitch tomorrow. Oh, that's doing well, pitch tomorrow. Oh, another day. Well, there's no more juice in that orange. You know, get rid of it. Let's do something new. No, no, no. And I saw this on PBS. I had a monster hit on PBS in 1998. It was called How to Live Forever. Now, normally, you're lucky if you get played 3 times on Channel 13. I was played 40 times in 1 month. I was so embarrassed, I called the president of Channel 13 and said, please stop playing my program. You're overplaying it. Well, but it's making money for us. I said, that's not the point. The point is you want to keep your audience and not have them be angry to see me because they've seen so much of me. As Sarah Bernhardt, the great stage personality and actress, said, never be in the public eye so much that you rub it raw. So you have to be very balanced in how you approach something, and especially at a time when everyone's, you know, vying for power to get in there. So we want to keep it fresh and then go on. Fresh one day and go on. Now, yes, there will be some repeating of that in other hours overnight when they don't do anything, and it'll help out there. If it raises $400, $500, or $600 in the middle of the night, that's good. That's $400 or $500 more than what they'd raise. But you're only going to hear it pitch once. So this keeps it fresh and new. So I'm just giving you this as background because I believe the more we communicate, the better it is. And the good news is for those of you who ordered How to Live Forever, the publisher has been holding that up for a long time. Finally, I believe that he is, it was shipped last Tuesday, so we should be getting it any day now. And that's the only thing that was held up from before. Everything else we have got out, everything now we have ready to go. So give a call. The premium is Power Berry Blast. Now, we're only going to do this for this hour. This is it. We got 14 minutes to go. 14 minutes for you to know why. And just ask yourself this. And I mentioned this before. Historically, one day we wake up and we have a problem. And sometimes compounding problems. When I was down on Wall Street, and by the way, we've been down Wall Street, I've been down to Wall Street 22 times. And we put them up, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Michael G., we've been broadcasting every day, 24/7, every hour on Progressive Radio Network, a newsmaker, live from Wall Street. Are you aware of that?
No, I was not.
From day two, before the media came, before the celebrities came, before the unions came, we've been broadcasting their messages because I believe in the integrity of what they were doing. I don't support some of the way that they're organizing issues. I brought down there repeatedly. I brought down information from different environmental groups and health groups and women's activist groups. And I said, look, in fact, just last Wednesday, I said to a group that was standing around, we were talking, I said, here's some literature from a group that wants to show women who are going to have children, intentional pregnancies, what to do to ensure that they don't have the miscarriages, stillbirths, and healthy children. Isn't that something you'd support? And they said, yes. So I gave them the literature. So now they have some organizations they can reach out. Then another day, I took down information on how you can stop Wall Street, how you can really hurt Wall Street. And I just said one thing at a time, send back your credit cards. Don't use your credit card anymore. Because you're paying usurious rates. And so if you tear up your credit cards, take your money and get your parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, take their money out of Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs and Bank America and Citigroup and Wells Fargo, get and put their money into a credit union or into a people's bank so that this way, a people's cooperative bank, so this way you're not being exploited. They can't use your money to play derivatives and buy currencies and manipulate them. So that's a good thing. That they're hoping you don't do, because if everyone started doing that, they could go broke, and that's what we want. Then on another day, I gave them information on why they should support the Women's Ladies International Garment Workers Union, or people who are not in a union but earning a living wage, home crafters, and home-based business people making their own garments. And then I showed them garments made in Bangladesh and China. And then I handed out films of how these people are exploited, beaten, treated terribly, how they die young. They're abused. The misogyny is rampant in Bangladesh and China and Haiti. And I said, now, here's two dresses. Can you tell me where one was made? And they could not. I said, read the tag. If it's made in these other countries, don't buy it. Buy American. We have more than enough Americans who need work and who are creative and industrious. Support America. I said, does that make sense to you or not? If it's not reasonable, then don't use it. I'm not emotionally tied to the information I give you. I'm just giving you information, resources. But it was interesting how then two women got on their own from this group, decided to go around and ask everyone to look where their clothes were made. So then this whole conversation started about, you're wearing Nike shoes, because I and this is all on film. You can see this part. You can see there was one very strident individual And she's saying, we're against globalization. I said, would you like any input from anti-globalization organizations? No, we don't want your ideas. I said, they're not my ideas. They're individuals who spent their lifetime working on behalf of saving American jobs. These are pro-union people. They're pro-American. These are activists. They have a lot that they have done that you could work with. You don't have to start from scratch. I mean, what would be wrong if you allowed yourself to be open to some of their ideas? You can at least reject them, but you'd be exposed to them. You know, and here's some list of organizations that are anti-globalization. Didn't want to know about it. Didn't care. So I said, okay, so are you really against globalization? You bet, that's why I'm here. How long have you been here? 9 days. Okay. Are you against the corporations here on Wall Street that fund the international movement of capital and jobs off America? Yes. Name me two. Goldman Sachs, you're right. Bank of America, you're right again. So you're anti-globalization. You want to stop globalization. Yes. You're wearing Nike shoes. Do you know what kind of labor they work under? You know how little they're paid? You know they don't have any. And I went through everything on Nike. Every item this person had, was wearing, was made in another country. But the person was also eating McDonald's and drinking a Coca-Cola. Globalization. So I said, do you know how much water Coca-Cola uses in India that they then don't have for their own needs? And they have a monopoly with the government. And I went through the whole politics of it. Person didn't know any of this. I said, so I absolutely support you in solidarity for your coming here and being angry. But why not look at those people and organizations that have been doing so much good, but they really have been underfunded and undersupported. And if you were to have more people support them, then your anger is focused in a constructive way. But there's no shortages of good ideas and people and organizations and foundations doing good work out there. And doesn't that make a difference, especially if at the same time that you're doing something, it's challenging the power and dollars of globalization? So then these two women went around and started asking everybody to show them their tags. It started a whole conversation one morning. And that's what I like to do. I like to go down there and give them food, inspire them. If they're open to ideas, to share ideas. If they're not, that's okay. And there are a lot of young idealists there, and I support those ideals. In any case, I'm interested in getting Americans healthy. Now, you talk about how many Americans are unemployed, and it could be up to 35 million are underemployed. How about how many Americans are close to death or could die because they're sick, morbidly obese, diabetic, heart disease, high blood pressure? You're dealing with 275 million people.
A lot of people, yep.
I mean, that's a serious issue. Why isn't anyone talking about making public health and preventing disease and reversing disease an issue? I mean, unless you're in a hospital or a funeral home and seeing someone who's just died, and then you have that moment, that terrible moment, when the pit of your stomach, you just feel nauseous and you say, isn't there something else I could have done? Yeah, there's a lot we can always do. It doesn't necessarily mean the person we're trying to help would have taken our advice, but we don't have a national movement to get Americans healthy. We have people individually working to try to get healthy people. Dr. Mercola is trying to get people healthy. He has his own way. And there's Julian Whitaker, and there's Mike Adams, and myself. There's many of us. And many times we work together. We work together for common good. So it's not important whose name's on it. That's irrelevant. That's immaterial. It's, do we work together to put a movement ahead? That's what we're doing now. I was filming also in Washington to challenge the FDA, which is in the pocket of the big pharmaceutical companies. These issues are starting to percolate in the minds of people. So you're looking at a perfect storm. Our health has gone to hell. Our finances have gone to hell. Our environment's gone to hell. The regulations have gone out the window, so we have no one protecting us from the consequences of that. And we're not being preemptive in trying to stop any of this from happening to us. So we're in a perfect storm right now. So now, finally, these organizations been around are starting to come forward and say, yeah, we're here to help. We've been here all along. It's just that we haven't been important. We haven't been relevant. We haven't gotten any media. We haven't gotten the funding. But we've got answers and we've got solutions. So networking people with these solutions is crucial at this time. Similarly, going back to our final 6 minutes here on talking about paraberryblast, BAI is a catalyst for that. So one of the most important things BAI as a station can do is to allow you diverse people who may not support each other and frequently don't, and who may completely disagree, but for the audience they're trying to reach, they're providing tools that can make a difference. And it's just like a newspaper. You don't have to like every columnist and don't have to read everything from cover to cover to find the areas that you really appreciate most. So BAI is getting on its feet to try to become the relevant voice for social issues that historically it was. And that's why I support it. And that's why I believe we have to be compassionate with it and patient with it and understanding. There will still be tumult. There will still be contention. There will still be mistakes. That's fine, because that's part of growth. But at least you're seeing legitimate, real growth at the station for the first time in 10 years. And I'm excited by that. And I believe it's empowering. So we're just one of the many very important voices you can listen to when you listen to the station, find the programs you align with, and then support them. But again, you're supporting the station because it's a platform for them. So give a call now, and what we're doing to try to inspire you to support this important station is giving you a premium that is of value, something that really works, something that makes a difference. When you're taking the power of 22 berries and fruits in your body without the sugar and all the phytonutrients and all of the chlorophyll and all the antioxidants and massive amounts of antioxidants, think of what you're doing that you didn't know. Think of all the free radicals your body's going to trap because of that Orex that otherwise would have damaged your DNA. Think of all the cells that will not be altered negatively because you're taking your antioxidants. That's what it means to be proactive with your health and take one scoop of your Powerberry Blast in the morning and do a good job for your body, and in turn, you're helping the station. Michael?
That's right, Gary, your Powerberry Blast. Now, folks, we only have a few minutes now before we reach the top of the hour, and that's going to be it for this afternoon. Powerberry Blast, Gary Knowles' new and improved Powerberry Blast for a pledge of $99. Make your calls now. Volunteers are standing by. Staff members are standing by, ready to take your calls to WBAI for the Gary Knowles Show. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And as I say often, as I say every time, the most important thing that you can do is to make this call right now. You are supporting the station and the access to this information ongoing without commercial interruption. 212-209-2950. We realize that new audiences tune in and out of the broadcast throughout any given hour. So it's important to say this over, to reiterate, to let you know that we are here and we have been here and we want to continue to be here, and we will be able to with your help, through your support. Some of you have been listening for many, many years, and we appreciate that. Some of you are listening to the broadcast for the very first time, so let's go through this very quickly. It takes all of about 3 minutes to make your pledge to WBAI for Gary Knowles' new and improved Powerberry Blast for a pledge of $99. Here are the calls coming in right now. I think we have 10 calls on the line. Let's finish with a bingo. That is a full board. That is 15 calls coming in to WBAI for the Gary Knowles Show, Powerberry Blast, new and improved by Gary Null. 212-209-2950. And you can pledge using Visa, MasterCard, American Express, electronically. It's called electronic funds transfer. 3 minutes, 212-209-2950. Just a couple of minutes to go before the end of the program, the top of the hour. And you can still make your calls now. And this is the only time during this fundraising drive that you're going to hear Gary and I giving this information, providing you with the opportunity to get Powerberry Blast. The only time we're going to be doing this live. You may hear it overnight during the rebroadcast, but this is the only time we're going to do this in the afternoon. Thank you so much for those calls coming in right now. 11 calls coming in right now for Powerberry Blast, the new and improved Powerberry Blast. And again, the information, the program that you hear uninterrupted because of you. Thank you so much for those calls coming in. 212-209-2950.
Okay, very interesting, very good, and that's great. That was a rebroadcast of the personal of another show here, Gary Null, on WBAI New York. And stay tuned for more programming here at WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
For 2 days only, Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn and Dance Parade are offering a performance, Dancing Through the Life. Join them on Saturday and Sunday, October 22nd and 23rd, as dancers weave among the radiant autumn foliage, lakes, and carriage paths of Greenwood. The celebration of world dance illuminates the many legends and cultures found at this historic landmark public space. Visitors will experience Argentinian tango, Korean, Morris dancing, Hawaiian hula, Japanese, Indian bhangra, and contemporary dances. Take the R train to 25th Street in Brooklyn. Performances start at 11:30 and 3:30 p.m. at 5th Avenue and 25th Street on both Saturday and Sunday. Ideal for all ages and special pricing for families. For more information and tickets, visit danceparade.org.
Put on your dancing shoes because, yes, it's time again to party and help the world. The third annual Freedom Dance takes place this year at Novo Bar Space, 884 Pacific, between Underhill and Washington in Brooklyn. Saturday, November 12th, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. This year we celebrate Cisco Torres, the last remaining defendant in the now-defunct San Francisco 8 case. All charges were dropped and Cisco is a free man. So come, eat, drink, and be merry and get ready to dance in the third annual Freedom Dance. All proceeds are sent to U.S. political prisoners for commissary, legal costs, and the like. That's Freedom Dance, Saturday, November 12th, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Novo Bar, 884 Pacific Ave in Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, the Personal Computer Show will be on at 8 p.m. this evening here. And, you know, big props go out to the Hofstra University for hosting all of the bands from the high school in Long Island yesterday. That was a very nice, a lovely affair. And, of course, I didn't dress warm enough because I'm so used to the warm weather. I have to get used to the cold weather. Also, shout out to the people protesting around the country. And we have it here in New York City protesting Wall Street. Wait a second. What is that?
Are you trying to tell me Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Los Angeles and Occupy you name it?
Yes, it's a bunch of cities around, and I want to say, good, let's do it. And I'm glad that the billionaire Bloomberg is allowing the people to exist there, okay, because...
Freedom of assembly, First Amendment.
Right.
Stevie, do you know what the word assembly means? It means getting together. Mr. Bloomberg didn't really understand that.
Well, they're
doing
it. He said
this has nothing to do with freedom of assembly.
They're assembling. They're assembling peacefully as much as they can when they're not being entrapped, okay? But, you know, I think the people are protesting against billionaires not paying their fair of the tax, but we should get out of the war. But until then, you know that it is Wednesday, the October 19th, 2011, WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM. And that means it's time for the personal computer shoe. What was that? All right. Anyway, we're here. We're back on the Redidio. And we've got the show. Personal computer show. Hey, thanks for everybody sending out their emails to Hank. Because, you know, if you didn't send him emails, he'd probably have nothing else to do. Go ahead, guys.
This is Joe King, and welcome to a live, not a rebroadcast, but a live personal computer show edition part of the membership drive here at WBAI in October of 2011. Maybe 1911, I don't know.
You know, Stevie's got you confused, you know that?
Stevie always gets me confused. You know, I was browsing through YouTube the other day. You know what YouTube is, right?
Yep.
And I was browsing through it, and I saw this guy
playing the bongo drums
with a big smile, a big smile, and he was playing the biggest bongo drum I've ever seen.
He calls it a djembe drum, but I call it a bongo drum. Actually, I kid him when I say bongo. I really mean it's a what he does. He bangs on it, so it's a bongo drum.
Yeah.
Actually, Stevie's a pretty good musician if you call timpani percussion and
timpani.
That stuff.
No, actually.
Glockenspiel.
No, seriously. Stevie plays the piano. He plays the guitar. He sings.
Bass. I'm the bass. I'm the bass player.
No. That's he also plays the piano, too. He's a pianist, too. So he's actually a musician, and although we kid him, he's quite an accomplished musician, and I keep encouraging him, why don't you start your own band?
I'm in a recording studio.
Do you know
studio.
That Stevie has several CDs out, and we kid him a lot, but he is a musician, and I'd like to congratulate him on his bongo drums, because
this is a membership drive, Joe.
Fundraiser.
And we do have a number of premiums that we want to first get out of the way to say what do we have, and then we're going to talk about them, because there has been a lot of questions about exactly what is it. And Joe, you...
About what is a premium?
No.
A premium is something that we give away when you pledge money to WBAI.
Well, first, let me just say that WBAI lives in the real world. We have real expenses. I mean, like one of the major expenses we have is the transmitter at the Empire State Building. And you say, well, why the Empire State Building? Is because that enables us to have a 90-mile radius. That's 180 miles wide. And we reach, on the air, a very wide audience. I know that people in upstate, up in Plattsburgh gets us, people as far out as Allentown and as south as, somewhere in Delaware, they can hear us. So it's important that we have that signal. If we were to cut back, yes, we can cut back, and that's a major expense, by the way, having that antenna there. But for that 3 feet by 4 feet space we have, it's over $333,000 a year for this little tiny space for the transmitter. Now, you could say, well, we've got the internet, but you know what? We have only just so many streams on the internet. Like anything else, it's limited. But we are on streaming audio for those who want to, live outside of the broadcast area. And you can go to WBAI.org and hit listen. We are on live. You can hear us. And we're doing fundraising. And as much as I would like to say that we want you to call 212-209-2950 to make your pledge, you can go on WBAI.org. And we do have a PayPal for those who find it difficult to make a long-distance call. And we can understand that. So... seriously, we need your support at this point in time. I don't know if anyone was tuning in earlier. Off the Hook got preempted. We got preempted 2 weeks ago, where both of us are being preempted next week and the week after. And the reason is because it's felt like we got to raise money, and they're looking for a combination of how can we best raise the money. The only way we can prove that we can be an asset to the station is by raising the money, the funds that's needed. And you could say, yeah, but you guys have been successful in the past. But you know what? It's not what you did yesterday. It's what can you do today.
It's not what you can do today. It's what you can do today, tonight, and tomorrow. And in order to get you, we have to bribe you. Stevie explained it to me. Just asking you to support the station's not enough. Stevie said to me, you got to bribe these turkeys. So listen.
No. Our listeners are not turkeys. They are.
Tell that to Stevie. He said to me, we got to bribe these turkeys.
Listen, any guy who
it's
plays.
It's almost Thanksgiving time, and we got to bribe the turkeys.
Anyone who bangs away the bongo drum, he'll call people whatever names he wants.
Brine the turkey.
Not bribe, brine. I knew it was something like that.
Joe, what premiums do we have for the listeners?
We have, I believe it's 5 premiums tonight, Hank. And I'll go into them in detail as we get into the show. But let me just outline to the folks right now what the 5 premiums are. The first premium is the Gold Card Tech Support Membership, and that is a $200 pledge, and it enables you to get, by email, unlimited tech support, or not just tech support, but any help of any kind on your computer, on your software,
like,
buying
like
advice.
Like I want to buy a computer.
And anything like that for your computer, for your family's computer, because it's not just, we don't take a serial number.
But not limited to the email. You will occasionally speak with people.
Yes, but the primary way is email. You'd send me an email and say, I can't get on email because the computer's broken. Can I call you? That's a $200 pledge. And that's called the Gold Card Unlimited Prime. People said to me the other day, well, I'm not a Gold Card member, and I wrote you, and I got an answer from you. Yes, we try to answer all our mail. We try to answer. But if it's a Gold Card member, we drop everything to get that answer out within a day.
Also, you'll find that anyone who just writes us a plain email and they're not a Gold Card member, once I see a response given, I don't add my 2 cents in it. But with a Gold Card member, we all chime in, and you get the benefit of a greater breadth of a response. In other words, we may not necessarily agree on everything, but at least you get to hear the pros and the cons and everything else.
But the big thing is they're contributing to WBAI, the station, giving you broadcast of all kinds of programming and expanding. They're having a meeting right now on making things better at BAI. You know, it's ebbs and tides, and it's getting better.
So that's the first premium is the Gold Card membership, a $200 pledge. The second premium is the DVD toolkit. That is a DVD with about 4 gigabytes worth of programs, data, spreadsheets, essays, you name it, it's on there. This is all the essential stuff that we want to carry around with us when we go out into the field to try and get things done. This is the DVD toolkit, a $75 pledge. We'll go into detail later on what's on that toolkit. The third premium is something new this time around, brand new.
Absolutely new.
And we call it the USB Rescue Disk and Toolkit. USB Rescue Disk and Toolkit. That's a $100 pledge, and Hank will explain that to us later. It's a new, brand new thing that we've never offered before. Then we have, for a $55 pledge, a CD which contains the password bypass disk.
Or reset.
Password reset. It lets you, if you have forgotten your password, or like happened to me the other day, something reset it. I have no idea what it was, but Joanna's been using the same password on that home machine for many years, and suddenly it wouldn't let her get into it.
By the way, Joe, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's important for us to say that it's meant for legitimate use, not for...
If you stole a computer, we don't want to hear
it. It's like anything, okay? You have a gun, you have a knife, you could use it for evil purposes, but you could also
use it. I've never seen anybody with a gun get into my computer, but if they had one, I wouldn't stop them. 212-209-2950. The folks in there will be happy to help you with any of the... Did I not do five?
No, you did four.
What's the fifth?
The Titanium Maximum.
Completely forgot it. From Trend Microcomputer, the Titanium Maximum is a antivirus, anti-malware, personal info protection, and it's good for 3 computers at your home. And I say at your home because it's meant for home use. It's not meant for your business.
So it's for your wife, it's for your daughter, it's for your son, and then you might need another one for yourself.
Or for your pet.
Okay.
I have a computer for each cat.
And the nice thing about the Trend Micro Titanium is that instead of you kind of getting these constant messages, do you want to update? Do you want to update? And then you got to stop what you're doing to update. It will update on the fly in the background. So you don't have to worry about the constant
updating. It actually is updating more frequently than that because it updates itself up in the cloud and accesses it when it needs to. And it's pretty transparent.
Now, there are free antivirus programs available, but they have 2 things in common, is that you have to constantly update the program and you have to constantly update the tables that they use. And it's
also one thing that the free programs do not offer you.
Support.
tech support.
Right.
Trend has around-the-clock tech support because they're a multinational company. So while they all might be asleep out here in Silicon Valley, they're certainly at that point awake in downtown Japan or what have you.
Now, one of the problems we experienced last week was that people wait until the last minute. You know what? Don't wait till the last minute. It's 212-209-2950. We had a heck of a time trying to keep up at the last minute. Don't put us through the ringer because we have really, we don't have that many people in the tally room. And if, by the way, if you call the tally